Hello again, music lovers. This is Jerry Osborne. In addition to the music of an individual year, we sometimes focus on a special theme. This is one of those shows. Welcome to part three of the Class of State Songs. And with this chapter, we'll conclude the 50 songs of 50 states. And we begin with Poor Little Rhode Island by Dale Hawkins from 1960. And then from 1969, we have The Flirtations taking us deep into the heart of South Carolina.
This morning.
a soulful little tune from the Flirtations, and it's all about South Carolina. Now we jump all the way forward to 2003, and a tune by the very distinctive Dwight Yoakam. And from what I gather, he spent some time in Rapid City, South Dakota. And that's our next state.
Just a ragged kid in overalls, thumb your ride one day. Sit anywhere your head is on my way. But as we passed the Big Sky driving, his eyes began to flash. He was leaving Rapid City mighty fast. Said, I hope to God she finds a goodbye letter that I wrote her. Cause the mail don't move too fast in Rapid City, South Dakota. Left her just a blanket of snow up on the farm. That won't keep your conscience very warm. He said his friends were too darn country, and his paws too damn mean. There ain't no money in pumping gasoline. And in her gentle eyes was the merchandise of dreams. Fiddler sold her as he left her there alone in Rapid City, South Dakota. Now the reason he was going, I'm not sure I can say. Might have been the rodeo in Santa Fe. Doctor in Chicago, I know she'll be alright. He told himself as he stared into the night. Said, I hope to God she finds a goodbye letter that I wrote her. Cause the mail don't move too fast in Rapid City, South Dakota. All her people treating her just like we never know her. Lord, the winter passes slow in Rapid City, South Dakota.
Dwight Yoakam's talent is not limited to his musicianship. He's also a fine actor, as you probably know. And here he is singing about South Dakota. Next on KPTZ with Jerry Osborne and the Class of State Songs, we've got to go to the Volunteer State. And for that, we'll call on Jan and Dean from 1962, and they ask the musical question, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-
Bop, 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 bop
titled Tennessee, and it's kind of a typical Jan and Dean doo-wop, and that's one of only two states that begin with a T. The other, of course, is Texas. And for that, we go to the beautiful Texan Devin Dawson, who is known very well in Port Townsend. And, of course, she's going to sing the praises of her home state with beautiful, beautiful Texas, where the beautiful blue bonnets grow. That great song was recorded back in 1998 by Miss Devin in her hometown of Fort Worth. Now the class of state songs moves a little bit to the west, and the only state that begins with a U, and of course, that's Utah. And the most appropriate song I could think of is Marty Robbins at the Red Hills of Utah.
How green are the valleys, how tall are the trees, how cool are the rivers, how soft is the breeze. If it's just like my dreams, then I must go and see. For the Red Hills of Utah, are calling me. So long I have waited since I was a child. Merely the thought keeps my heart running wild. I've waited so long, now it's hard to believe. The red hills of Utah at last I will see. How pretty are flowers that bloom in the spring. How sweet are the songs the mockingbirds sing. If it's just like my dreams, then I must go and see. For the red hills of Utah are calling me.
Marty Robbins is clearly one of the all-time greats. And his little tune about Utah, which he recorded back in 1963, has come in handy because there's not a lot of Utah songs. Now we go to New England, and we're arriving just in time to see The Moonlight in Vermont, a wonderful duet featuring two of the legendary stars of the Great American Songbook, Frank Sinatra and Ella Fitzgerald.
Trails on a mountainside, snow light in Vermont.
Telegraph cables, they sing down the highway and travel each bend.
People who meet in this romantic setting are so hypnotized by the lovely.
Vermont, Frank and Ella recorded live. And that's one of two V states, the second being Virginia, and we salute that one with the help of Jerry Lee Lewis and his pumpin' piano. Jerry, count it down and let it fly.
One, two, three, four. Cotton and the corn and tears grow.
Virginia. That's where I'm coming. Virginia is my home, sweet home.
There's the Killer from 1965 on KPTZ with one of his many legendary Sun label recordings from Memphis, Tennessee, that one titled Carry Me Back to Old Virginia, all of which now brings us to the great state of Washington. And let me tell you, it was a challenge to find any song about Washington that wasn't about D.C. But thankfully, I found one by Kenny Rogers titled My Washington Woman from 1970.
The wages of an unskilled working pay enough. From time to time, the nickel race keeps him from giving up. The blue collar man in Seattle never lives on white collar street, but there was food on the table for my Washington woman and me. Work slowed down, and then one day the foreman laid me off. That night in a tavern down to my last dime, I met a girl from Arkansas. Her daddy was a banker in Little Rock. She had a mansion on White Collar Street. The next morning, my Washington woman woke up without me. From city to city and state to state, I grew heavier with shame. My Washington woman had 6 months left before our child would bring her pain. Arkansas woman heard me as we crossed the Arkansas line, but the arms of Seattle, the arms that kept hugging my hand. Years of fast and expensive wines taste cheaper every day. I gave up all I love for all these things I hate. Locked up all of her forgiveness the day I set myself free. And the heart of my Washington woman started beating for me. A picture of my child. All at once, the room grows cold with a feeling of jealousy. There's a silence between my Arkansas woman and me.
Well, it's a fact that we are winding down this project. Just three more to go, and we will have completed our 50 Songs for 50 States adventure. And that brings us to West Virginia, and Jackie DeShannon, one of my favorite singers of the 60s, is going to supply us with the tune that we need, and it's titled West Virginia Mine. What a wonderful surprise it was to find Johnny Mathis as the one who gets to sing about Wisconsin.
In Wisconsin, a shiny blue sky, time seems to fly. With leaves on the ground, they blow away in time for winter's white gown. There's a small house in some quiet time, waiting for us when we settle down. A new room we'll build in a year.
in Wisconsin, we'll make all our dreams come true. A new room we'll build in a year or two. In Wisconsin, we'll make all our dreams come true.
Beautiful song from Johnny Mathis, 1963, in Wisconsin. Not where you expected to find him, probably. So now I can breathe a sigh of relief. Phew, we finally made it. Song number 50 for state number 50. And that, of course, is Wyoming. John Denver is going to serenade us with the 1975 tune titled Song of Wyoming. And it will bring to an end this mammoth undertaking.
I'm weary and tired. Done my day's riding, nighttime is rolling my way. The sky's all on fire, and the light's slowly fading. Peaceful and still ends the day. Out on the trail, night bird is calling, singing. In the canyon, cottonwood whispers a song of Wyoming for me. Well, I wandered around the town and the city, tried to figure the how. Stopped all my scheming, I'm just drifting, dreaming, watching the river roll by. Here comes that big old prairie moon rising, shining down bright as can be. Up on the hill, there's a coyote. Whiskey and tobacco, and bitter black coffee, a lonesome old dogie am I, waking up on the rain. Lord, I feel like an angel, feel like I almost could fly. Drift like a cloud out over lands, sing like a bird in the trees. The wind in the sage sounds like heaven singing the song of Wyoming to me. A song.
There you have it. The Song of Wyoming turns out to be the swan song in the class of state songs. And what a fascinating exercise in music history that turned out to be. Now, with approximately 20 minutes left, I've got about a half a dozen songs left over from the class of 1941 that I did not get to play the last time we featured that show in that year. So let's begin that with a little Boogie Woogie by Will Bradley and his orchestra, featuring Ray McKinley on the vocal. And the amusing title is Scrub Me, Mama, with a Boogie Beat. Now that's one cool way to take a bath.
In Harlem, there's a little place where everyone goes to see the way a washer woman washes her clothes. If you like boogie-woogie rhythm, she's got a beat. Let the boogie-woogie washer woman give you a treat. On every afternoon at one, the sessions begin, and all the boys from all the bands come down and sit in. They sit around and knock each other out when they play, while the boogie-woogie washer woman washes all day. Rub-dub, that's just the way she rubs. Rub-dub, that's just the way she scrubs. Rub-dub. She wears out all her tubs. She rubs and rubs her knuckles right on down to the nubs. Rub-dub, that's how she kicks it off. Rub-dub, she keeps it nice and soft. Rub-dub, till someone hollers off, scrub me mama with a boogie beat. You really ought to visit there if you've never been. It doesn't cost a penny, just come down and walk in. If you like boogie-woogie rhythm, you'll get a treat. Let the boogie-woogie washer woman give you the beat.
Mentioned at the beginning that Ray McKinley was the vocalist on that, which he is, but he's also the drummer on that session. And all of this insanity is coming to you, compliments of KPTZ 91.9, and yours truly, Jerry Osborne, now freshly bathed and ready to do a clean show. And so for a short while, we get to dabble in the class of 1941, and one of the great instrumentals that year is Tchaikovsky's Piano Concerto in B-flat. And it's by Freddie Martin and his orchestra. The piano concerto in B-flat was used as the basic music for a number of different vocals over the years, but that's the original, and it's great to hear that one again. 1941 was right smack dab in the middle of the big band era, and one of the biggest of the big bands was Tommy Dorsey's. And occasionally he was accompanied by the Pied Pipers, and that means Joe Stafford, and that is the case with Let's Get Away From It All.
Let's get away from it all. We'll travel round from town to town. We'll visit every state.
And I'll repeat, I love you, sweet,
in all the 48. Oh, let's go again to Niagara.
And listen, this time we'll look at the falls.
Yes, let's leave our hut, dear. Get out of our rut, dear. Let's get away from it all. Hit the road and really get away from it all.
Let's motor down to Miami. Let's climb the Grand Canyon wall.
And let's catch a tuna way out in Laguna.
Let's get away from it all.
Let's travel south of the border. I'll get a real Spanish shawl.
For me, a muchacha.
But not while I watch
her. Ouch, let's get away from it all.
They say there's no place quite like home. A charming thought and pure.
Not true. But until the world we roam,
how can we be sure?
Let's spend a weekend in Dixie. I'll get a real southern draw.
Another one, then off to Reno.
But just to play Keno,
let's get away from it all.
Repeat that I love you, sweet, in all the 48.
Off to Niagara, this time we're digging the falls. Yes,
bus, we're leaving. We're hitting the road, oh, we're leaving. We're hitting the road, yes, we're leaving. We're hitting the road, oh, we're getting away from it all.
TB with his orchestra, with a vocal assist by the Pied Pipers, Frank Sinatra, and Connie Haynes. And let's get away from it all. Love the line in there that goes, let's take a kayak to Quincy or Nyack and get away from it all. Well, I suppose one way to get away from it all would be to jump on the A train. And that just happens to be a classic piece of music from Duke Ellington and the orchestra. And we got it for you right now on KPTZ. By Billy Strayhorn, it became the theme song for Duke Ellington and his band, and it is Take the A Train. However, after careful consideration, I'm not sure the A Train is exactly where you want to go if you're looking for a peaceful surrounding. Leave the hustle and bustle of the big city, head out into the country, and follow the advice of Mildred Bailey and the Delta Rhythm Boys as to how peaceful it can be.
In the country, it's so simple and quiet. You really ought to try it. You walk about and talk about the pleasant things in life. It's so restful in the country. The right kind of diet. You really ought to try it. You lie and dream beside a stream where daisies nod hello. City living is a pretty living. It's so full of unexpected thrills. But there's too much stone, too much telephone. There's too much of everything but trees and hills. It's so peaceful in the country. It's so simple and quiet. Someday you're bound to try it. The only place to be, the place for you and me, where it's peaceful in the country. The skyline of New York is a splendid sight. I know Chicago's loop is magical at night. The natives of Cleveland, of Frisco and Boston, and natives of cities a stranger gets lost in, all of them claim that their city's the best. From deep in the South and from out in the West, perhaps it's all true, but from my point of view,
it's so peaceful in the country. It's so simple and quiet. Someday you're bound to try it.
The only place to be, the place for you and me, where it's peaceful in the country.
One and only Mildred Bailey, and it's so peaceful in the country. Well, oh well, oh well, oh well, it looks like we're down to our last song for this show. But first, a little background information. Anyone familiar with the 60s music probably knows the song, "If You Want to Be Happy for the Rest of Your Life, Never Make a Pretty Woman Your Wife." That was a number one hit by Jimmy Soul in 1963, but the origins of that song go back all the way to 1934. But because this is the class of 1941, we won't play the version from 34, but we will play the one that came out in 1941 by H.R. Charles. But on the label, it is credited only to The Lion. But The Lion is accompanied by Gerald Clark and his Caribbean Serenaders. And although the message is pretty much the same as in the Jimmy Soul hit, the title on this one is Just Ugly Woman. So let's hear what it was like 22 years before Jimmy Soul got a hold of it.
If you want to be happy living a king's life, never make a pretty woman your wife. If you want to be happy living a king's life, never make a pretty woman your wife. All you've got to do is just what I say, and then you would be jolly, merry, and gay. That's from a logical point of view, to always love a woman happier than you. A pretty woman makes her husband look small, I mean, and very often causes downfall. As soon as she married there and then she'll start believe to do things that would ache his heart. And when you think that she's belonging to you, she's calling somebody else to do. Therefore, from a logical point of view, it's got to love a woman uglier than you. But if you make an ugly woman your wife, you can be sure you'll be happy in all your life. For she will never do things in a funny way to allow the neighbors to have anything to say. And she won't disregard her husband at all by exhibiting herself to Peter and Paul. Therefore, from a logical point of view, it's not a love a woman uglier than you. Mm-hmm. An ugly woman gives you your meal in time, and always try to make you in mind. At night when you lay up on your cozy bed, she will coax, caress you and scratch your head. And like a bird, she call your nice names, a silver bee, toy chung stood, so even sicky a matni. Therefore, from a logical point of view, all the love a woman luckier than you. Matters not, your friends might say you have no taste, but love an ugly woman about this place. One who is cute looking, barbarous and rough, with a skin as an alligator, bumpy and tough, with yampy or mud all into her eyes, and around her lips a confirmation bowtie. Therefore, from a logical point of view, all the love a woman uglier than you.
Artistic, it's eclectic, it's a musical scene. KPTZ rides a radio beam, 24/7 in the city of dreams. Oh!
Well, friends, that's going to do it to it for another trip down memory lane. Be sure to join us next time when we bring you another year and another class of great tunes. So I'll see you then, and we'll talk again.